been mentioned by President-elect in the inauguration before?
No.
Any reaction to that?
I mean, really, just we got a big game.
Bill, when a guy like Le'Veon's had so much success against basically all the opponents he's played, do you study the very few games where teams were able to limit him and hold him to like 2.8 yards a carry and look at what those defenses did?
Sure. Yeah. A game like this, I mean, we've seen every game. We played him halfway through the season, and now we play him at the end of the season. So, it's not like it's the first time you played the team and you got to look at 17 or however many games. We got all the games really all year. So, I think we've seen just about honestly every play that they've run this year.
Hey Bill, staying with Le'Veon, it's a given that he has some unique skills, obviously, especially being able to hesitate behind the line and gain yardage rather than lose it. But with a player with unique skills, is it hard to replicate that for the scout team to try to give a look to your other team with a guy like that?
I think you go through that every week. You talk to your players about the way that they play, and you try to get your players to simulate that. I mean, any great players, whether it's Bell or Clowney last week or whoever they are, I mean, you don't have guys that are the same as those guys. There's very few of them in the league, but the style and so forth, our players, I think they do a great job. Our practice squad players and the guys who have those roles in practice, they do a great job of trying to do that. The quarterbacks, being the other team's quarterback and all the other positions, trying to simulate it the best they can. I mean, whether it's, Tuitt, Hargrave, Foster, Pouncey, it's the same for all of them. I mean, it's not just the running back, but it's the running back, too.
Now, is there a time between now and 6:40 on Sunday where maybe you can do all that you can in terms of scheming and preparing, maybe no different than, preparing for an exam as a student, where you only can do so much studying, you're either ready or you're not?
Oh, yeah, that's going to come at 6:40.
So what is your Sunday like prior to kickoff? Is there anything like when you get here and what you're doing when you enter the door until you're out in the field at that point?
No.
Do you have any superstitions, rituals?
Yeah. Try to coach and play good. Goes a long way.
Bill, Eli Rogers, it seems like he and Brown are really similar in terms of their size, but I'm just wondering what you've seen from him in terms of his skill set and is there one spot where he's typically found in their formations.
They have a good group of receivers. Rogers, Coates, Hayward Bays, giving us trouble. Hamilton, so they mix and match them a little bit. Sometimes it changes from game to game. Sometimes it seems like there's a little stretch in the season where it's more of one guy maybe than another. So overall, that group's been very productive. Individually, it's sometimes shifted from game to game or situations, early downs, third down, whatever it happens to be. But they all keep showing up in there. Not sure exactly how they have that, how they've gotten to where they've gotten to. But, I mean, we've got to be ready for all of them.
Well, I think you've touched on this before. Communication defensively at home. You want the crowd into the game, obviously, and getting, the crowd gets into it when the Steelers have the ball offensively. But what kind of challenge does that present to your defense to communicate, effectively, especially against a team like the Steelers?
Yeah, well, that is the challenge. So, yeah, we have to be able to communicate generally defensively at home and offensively and on the punt team on the road. So it kind of flips back and forth. So
do you go over it any more? So do you stress it any more so in a game like this?
All the home games, yeah. It's about basically the same. I mean, look, we can't control what the crowd is or isn't, but we prepare for those situations. We prepare for the home games one way and the visiting games the road games in the complementary manner.
Does that become more difficult for your defense as you get deeper into your own territory and the crowd?
Usually, right, yeah, there? Usually. Mm-hmm.
How critical is good communication in those situations?
Yeah, it all starts with that. You know, if everybody doesn't have the call or isn't playing the right play, then probably not going to have a good play.
Bill, earlier this week, your training staff was on it with the Ed Block Harris Award. Just wondering your thoughts on how important those guys have been to your success this year.
Yeah, I mean, our support staff's it's always important. Those guys do a good job. They all do a good job. Our video staff, our training staff, our strength conditioning staff, the operations. I mean, all the people that support our team, they're all important. And Ed, and I had the great opportunity to be with Ed for a year in Baltimore. Just a tremendous, tremendous person. Chad O'Shea's father, Mike, was the trainer. Ed was the kind of trainer emeritus. So he was always there, but the ex-head trainer, but not really a head trainer, but he was just a tremendous person. So I always, it's kind of a little special for me when we, each year, the player that we have that, you know, is nominated for that award, Nate in this case, you know, I don't know if the players now know how special Ed Block was because they didn't have a chance to know him, but he was pretty, pretty special. So, yeah, I'm glad, you know, it's good for all those guys that were recognized.
Well, I know you guys put a premium on getting smart players into your program. Is that something that shows up on film when you're scouting them, or is that more something that you get when you're interviewing them, or is it a combination?
Yeah, probably a little bit of all those. I'm not sure you really know the players' different skills in those areas until you actually work with them. So it's hard to, you know, it happens so fast and, you know, you're in situations out there where you only have sometimes a couple seconds to make a decision or make a communication or recognize something, and it's hard to, I mean, you know, you can watch film and you can talk to them and all that, but that's not quite the same as doing it on the field. So when you actually have them and you see how that process works, it just gives you a better handle for it. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, you don't, honestly, it's like halfway through the season as a coach before you have a feel for maybe where certain players are, maybe where your team is at those kind of things, what they can handle, what they can't handle. Sometimes you do things earlier in the year that you've done with other teams, you've done in other situations, and you feel confident, but this particular team or this particular setup just, it doesn't lend itself to that being functionally good, or vice versa. You're doing things that in the past you haven't been able to do, but with this particular group of players in this particular situation, you're able to go beyond that, you know, they can handle that and they can handle more. So a lot of times it takes you a little while to figure out how each individual team's how that's going to go, you know, through a lot of practice reps and through some game reps and, you know, where you think you are and where you actually are on a lot of that stuff is sometimes two different places. You just don't know until you actually go through it. You can practice, meet, talk about it and all that, but, you know, until you've had enough, let's say, game situations where you can really evaluate it, sometimes it's hard to be on the mark on that. But, I mean, I've seen it go both ways, you know, multiple times. Things that you say, I mean, we just can't do this, and then 3 weeks later you're doing that and more. Or vice versa, things you've been doing for multiple years just is not with this group, just doesn't seem to be connecting. So,
Bill, after your win against the Texans, your three defensive backs from Rutgers all talked to some degree about the idea, he got one, so I had to get one, and they took pride in the fact that three from the same school were able have interceptions in that game. Are you a believer that players can help each other raise their game even in moments because they are challenged internally that way?
Well, I think great players help other players play better. I mean, that's what makes them great players. So, I mean, There are a lot of players that go out there and play very well, and they add a lot to your team. There are certain players that help their teammates play better, and those guys are special because it's not just what they do; it's the uplifting of, you know, players around them. So I think that, you know, when you start talking about great players, that's part of how I would define a player, a guy that can not only go out there and play well, but have that kind of impact on his teammates. However he does it, it's not all the same. We're all different, and players are, you know, interact with their teammates differently. But guys that had a, you know, had a way to do that, you know, Vrabel, Brewski, Harrison, guys like that, just they brought out not only high level play themselves, but they brought it out in their teammates as well.
That's the only time that's happened in a postseason game with three players from the same school. Given your affinity for Rutgers, did you think that was kind of
well? First of all, it's pretty unusual to have three players from the same school, even on your team, let alone in the secondary. So, but look, I mean, whatever it was or wasn't, those guys all do a great job. They work hard, and they. It was just ironic that we had a similar situation in Carolina in preseason after a week that didn't go particularly well. And, you know, I was riding those guys pretty hard about a lot of the things they didn't do well. And then they had the interceptions in Carolina, so I kind of had to hear about it. That's okay.
Hey, Bill, I know this got nothing to do with Sunday, but do you remember overall coaching your first championship game experience with that play?
Well, yes, I was against the Redskins in 86. Yeah. It was the third time we'd played them, you know, as a division rival, so different type of game. As a head coach, you know, it was the Pittsburgh game. We had to go out there and do a media pregame press conference or whatever on Friday after practice. So, I mean, that was awesome. Where's all the stuff from Wednesday? That'll get thrown out, the helmets and the...
Jeez. Well, how important is Logan's tackling to his, I guess, success this season? It seems like on Saturday he made a lot of key tackles on third down.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of Logan's game. He's very good at that, and he's been good at it. He was good in college, good here. I mean, tackling, look, in the end, that's our job defensively, is to get the guy with the ball on the ground. So pass coverage plays into it. I mean, I understand that. And there's a place for players that can cover other players and not allow them to get the ball. But, I mean, in the end, somebody's got to get the guy with the ball on the ground. So the more good tacklers you have on defense, probably the better you're going to be defensively. And he's a good tackler. Our secondary, they work hard at their tackling. A lot of it's leverage and angles and using your help. You know, where the other player is coming from so that you condense the space and limit the runner's options. But then a lot of it's just good fundamental tackling, you know, technique. So we work hard on that. Logan, you know, works hard on it. He does a good job. You know, Devin played the same position in college. I mean, he was, you know, was a good tackler at that corner position. Devin's had to make the transition back inside. It's a little bit different tackling from safety from the inside out than from corner from the outside in. Logan does both because he plays corner and the nickel position, so there's an element of both there. So it's, you know, that's a very important skill, and it's a high-level skill. Guys that are good at it have a lot of value to your team.
Well, Logan yesterday said, and he said throughout the season that he plays with, and the defense collectively plays with a chip on their shoulder. How much do you like to see that attitude, not only from an individual player, but collectively, and how important is it?
Well, it's important for the unit to, you know, have a good passion for each other and confidence in each other. So that's how you play aggressively, and that's how you play well. So however that comes together, each unit's different, each makeup of the chemistry of the players and all that's different. I mean, I don't try to control that. You put players together, and you hope that they have a good chemistry based on the way the type of players that you put them together. You put together in that team or that unit, but yeah, these guys definitely have it. You know, defensively, they have a good attitude, they have a good competitive spirit. They play the game with a great with a passion and a purpose. So, yeah, that's, you want that, absolutely.
Is that something that you've seen develop throughout the year consistently?
Each team's different, yeah. And even if it's the same team from year to year, it changes because of a player's role changing or the circumstances that team goes through, a loss or a win or an injury or whatever it is. You know, everyone's different. You just have to let that run its course. You can maybe, you know, with the players you put in as a coach or the players you put together, you have some control over the direction of it. And maybe you can create a few things here and there, but in the end, it's their chemistry, it's their personality, it's their interaction that defines that, and that's and ours is good, and those guys do a good job of, you know, working for each other, supporting each other, and, you know, being there for each other, you know, helping a guy when he's down, pick him up, and, you know, playing with confidence. A lot of that comes from good work ethic and, you know, good execution on the practice field. That's where you gain your confidence, is to execute plays on the practice field.
When your corners have a primary assignment going into a game, how much work do they do on the other receivers just in the event that they end up lined up across from someone else, and just whether it be injury or just switching things up or whatever?
Right. Well, it depends on the game plan. It would depend on what, you know, what we were set up for that week. So it could be a lot to not a lot. It would just depend on how we matched up with them, what they were doing, how we were planning to adjust to it, how many different personnel groups they ran, so forth. Look, we have to be prepared for everybody on the roster. And then there are 7 guys that we can eliminate before the start of the game that are inactive. But then we have to be prepared for all the rest of them. And so if the other team decides to put them in there and play them, then we have to compete against them. So we can't control that. But we need to know who they are, and depending on what our game plan is, we need to know if we're affected by those players, what their skills are, and, you know, how to best compete against them.
Bill, to be in this game as often as you are, do you take even a moment to either appreciate that accomplishment, reflect on it? And I understand you have a lot of work to do, but...
Yeah, maybe some other time. Right now, I mean, I don't really care about any other game except the one on Sunday. That's all I care about, so... Big conversation for, you know, maybe some other time. Okay, great. See you Sunday.
Thank you.